Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Donald Trump tells New York City leaders to crack down on crime. Portland, Oregon's mayor blames the riots on the White House. The Associated Press changes its rules to capitalize the word black. Trader Joe's agrees to change its alleged racist packaging. Also, the McCluskeys in Missouri charged with a felony. Also ahead, the Green New Deal is back. Hold on to your wallet. But first, President Trump warning New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to quash the city crime wave or the feds will get involved. Trump saying the NYPD is, quote, afraid to do anything after City Hall slashed its operating budget by $1 billion for the police. Shootings in the Big Apple are up 277% compared to last year. Mayor of Portland, Oregon, blaming the city's riots on the Trump administration. Predictable. Ted Wheeler saying he had the situation under control, even though it went on for more than 50 nights. That is, until the White House sent in federal agents. Quote from Wheeler, before the federal troops got here, violence was way down. Troops came in, the whole thing blew up again, unquote. There has been record-breaking violence in the Rose City, as I mentioned. The Associated Press altering its editorial guidelines, instructing writers to capitalize the word black, but not the word white. According to the AP, quote, white people in general have much less shared history and culture and don't have the experience of being discriminated against because of skin color. What that has to do with capitalization is perplexing. In St. Louis, the couple who brandished guns to discourage protesters from invading their property have been charged with a felony. It's a political prosecution, which is illegal, but the Attorney General of Missouri says he will seek to have the charges dismissed, overriding the seemingly corrupt order from the AG. Supermarket chain Trader Joe's says no to some of its brands. Arabian Joe out. Trader Jose gone. Trader Ming vanished. Spokesman for the company saying the brands are contrary to the welcoming experience we strive for at Trader Joe's. In a moment, want clean air and less heat? It'll cost you. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Joe Biden's Green New Deal, brought to us by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her friends. As Joe would say, here's the deal. The former vice president would hand out $500 billion each year during his first four-year term. Investments would be in infrastructure projects, that's roads and bridges, dams, things like that. I don't know really what that has to do with global warming, but that's where some of the money would go. The American auto industry would get paid, the transit sector, energy, housing, and environmental justice. Mr. Biden defines environmental justice as investments in communities that, quote, bear the brunt of pollution, which of course means poor neighborhoods. Biden's program aims to achieve net zero emissions by 2050 across the USA and a carbon-free power grid by 2035. What that means is no gunk in the air, all right? No coal, no gasoline fumes, no airline fumes. I don't know how they're going to do that because you can't put a windmill on a plane. But anyway, that's what it means, all right? Net zero emissions. Biden's deal claims it will directly create millions of new jobs. Says Joe, quote, I see jobs. I see steel that will be needed for those windmill platforms, towers and ladders, which could be made in the USA. I see union certified men and women who will manufacture and install, unquote. The feds under Biden would also build 1.5 million sustainable homes. I guess those would have solar panels and that kind of thing. I don't know whether they give the houses away or charge low fees for people who need good housing. I'm not sure there. The feds would also install 500 million solar panels and 60,000 wind turbines within 4 years. Of course, Mr. Biden would rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. Now, some are very skeptical about all this. Economists, some of them anyway, say the plan will increase the cost of energy, increase the cost of automobiles and trucks, and could cost the average American household anywhere between $10,000 and $40,000 over a decade. But Joe says, no, it's worth the $2 trillion he wants to spend to combat climate change. Is this a good idea? Probably not. The USA is now energy independent, and that has helped in the job market and, of course, in the economy. We don't have to buy gas and oil from overseas. We have plenty to export. That all makes this country more prosperous. All right? But that will not happen if you wipe out all the fossil fuels, which Mr. Biden and Ms. Cortez want to do. But really, when you step back, who really knows if this $2 trillion Green New Deal would be effective and good for the country? All I know is that I'm hot. It's 95 in New York. My AC does work, and it might not if a windmill went down. So count me as a skeptic. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message. We'd like you to go to BillO'Reilly.com and join our Stand Up for Your Country campaign. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. In the summer of 1976, the American Legion held its annual three-day convention at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel in Philadelphia. Within 2 weeks, 182 people who attended were sick, and 29 died. The media called it the Philly Fever, but it was something far more dangerous. Three of the victims had been patients of a single physician in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, who then noticed the men had all stayed at the same hotel. In response to the mystery, the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta launched the largest investigation in its history. A team of 20 CDC scientists joined state health workers in scouring hospital records and autopsy findings. By September, the government believed the fatalities could have been caused by bad food. In January 1977, doctors confirmed the Legionella bacteria was breeding in the hotel's air conditioning system, which was then spread throughout the building. Visitors who inhaled the bacteria would develop a deadly type of pneumonia now known as Legionnaire's disease. The discovery led to a national overhaul of rules and regulations for heating and air conditioning systems. Sadly, Legionnaire's disease has not been eradicated like other deadly infections such as smallpox. The CDC reported nearly 10,000 cases of the illness in 2018, the last stats available, including outbreaks at a hotel in Atlanta, the North Carolina State Fair, and a nursing home in New York City. And here's something else you might not know. Doctors say one of the biggest spreaders of Legionnaire's disease this year is hot tubs. The combination of standing water, heating equipment, and warm weather is a perfect breeding ground for the bacteria. The CDC even issuing an official warning, writing, quote, "We are alerting environmental and public health practitioners about the public health need to maintain, clean, and disinfect hot tubs properly to reduce potential exposure to Legionella." So if you plan on enjoying the spa this summer, pick up a Legionella test kit. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.